This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doug Swinhart on short notice. Good to come back for Tech Talk today. So if you want to talk to Doug about your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call the program, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. You can text 81807. That is 81807. Here at CCO. Doug, how you been?
Oh, absolutely wonderful. It's nice to be in, Steve, and we always like the time he's playing, but it's good for you and I when they get to move to the nighttime.
Yeah, good for everyone that they moved into cool weather, and a number of games around the area either started early today or moved to later. Friendly reminder, though, keep that equipment cool. That's still a big enemy of computers. Modern chips, technology, better fans, better materials that disperse heat. But once again, we're heading into that time of year where it's going to get cooler outside. We're going to have the heater on. Maybe we're going to have a little blanket on our lap. A lot of people like to have those laptops. Be very careful. This is, even on a hot day, an early warning about making sure your equipment can breathe.
You can't say that enough. And we happen to live in an area, as I'm sure you're aware, that we have these extreme changes. And I think that the barometric pressure actually affects these computers as well. Let them climatize before you turn them on. And people think, well, it's a portable, it's a laptop, it's built more rugged. Well, yes and no. They're still very sensitive equipment and very, very susceptible to heat and humidity. And I don't know if you saw the news, Steve, but I think it's newsworthy that you and I mention Apple. It's long been thought that without Mr. Jobs, Apple would never actually lead the way with new product. They may have just busted out of that mold. The new Apple Watch has breakthrough heart rhythm technology that the rest of the industry is going to be following. For monitoring health and monitoring your heart, this thing is cutting-edge technology. And I think that we need to mention that for Apple's sake. And it's good to see that they're going to be pushing the envelope on technology once again.
Yeah, it is amazing. One thing I heard, and I don't know if you've checked this out, is that right now, generally, if you have a cell phone, here in the cities, it's 4G. I understand Sacramento, California is making the move to 5G.
Indeed.
And this is pretty amazing stuff. What have you heard? What can that mean? Because I would assume at some point 5G will come to the cities and beyond.
Once they start rolling it out across towns, it's just a question of a very short time. It's going to get rolled across the country. And 5G has actually been in beta now for almost a decade. And in fact, they are already testing 6G. And this, I believe this, I think that we are going to see an evolution with this cell phone tower technology. With 5G, and if we don't start to see it in 5G, we'll start to see it in 6G. They will actually begin to carry and disperse full television, HD TV. So it's right around the corner. Yeah, we live in very interesting times when it comes to the technology of these cell phone towers. This is phenomenal technology.
And there are some health concerns that have come to light in all of this because 5G technology uses a smaller wave, and California is first in a lot of things. And one of the things some of the communities are bringing up is some of the health concerns that 5G hasn't been studied enough, and the fact that for 5G to work, they're going to need more and more antennas. Right now, you have typical cell towers that you can see around town and so on and so forth. But 5G is going to require even more towers.
Yeah, that's because of the distance requirements.
Right.
This is kind of like 802.11b, N, and G. And then when they move to the AC and 5 gigahertz versus 2.4, it's considerably faster, but it just doesn't have the range. And that's what they're seeing here. In addition to that, there's speculation, no proof whatsoever, but people are wondering if this particular wavelength, if this particular gigahertz wave is going to have any effect on the human brain. We don't know. They really don't know. So far, they're testing it to the point that they can, but until they roll it out across an entire community, nobody really understands what's going to take place. So, yeah, I think some caution is necessary as well.
But there is a need for the technology to keep up. On the flip side of all of this, because of the amount of streaming people expect out of their devices. And this is really the biggest game changer and the way video is used. My wife and I talk about it all the time. We have an over-the-air antenna to watch television, and we watch the news and other programming over the air. And then we have a service through our PS4, which is a streaming television service. We can pick up other things. Maybe we'll watch a Twins game on Fox Sports North, or we'll watch a football game, or some sort of other programming, or Netflix or whatever. So people are pretty familiar with all of that. But the simple fact of the matter that there's so much demand now for streaming video on all these platforms that they do need to upgrade the technology.
I agree. And you know, about a decade ago, people were going, oh, I'm going to cut the cord. I'm not going to have cable anymore. Cable Xfinity still has its place. And I don't think that that's going to be going away anytime soon. I could be wrong, but I really think that people are gonna stick with Xfinity. Comcast Xfinity has done so much to accelerate the internet, and they are very much aware of what this technology could turn into. They're talking now about possibly even like Japan having low-level satellites, but the demand is so great that I don't think we can shut off anything. I don't think it's time to cut the cable yet. I find it interesting that you mentioned this, your antenna. These new antennas, Steve, will pull in as many as 200 channels. And these things run about $200, and they just do tremendous quality. So people have a lot of options out there. I think as the airwaves increase, you and I will see many, many people heading back to that antenna. These aren't like the antennas back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. These are high-def antennas, and they have tremendous reception.
Yeah, there are more and more channels available locally as all the local television providers use sub-channels, if you will.
So exactly.
For instance, using Channel 4, there's Channel 4-1, there's Channel 4-2, 4-3. So on that signal coming off the tower in Shoreview, they're able to split it into CBS programming, there's reruns, there's a movie channel, and that's true with all the local television stations. So that's really been a game changer. It's going to be very interesting to see, though, how video content evolves over the next few years with this 5G technology, because both of my daughters are now in their 20s, and one is still in college, one is out of college, and they don't watch television in the traditional sense.
Yeah, it's amazing how that's changed.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, younger people don't watch TV like you and I watch TV.
Correct.
It's a completely different experience. It's all on demand. They use other platforms. YouTube, for instance, a lot of people use YouTube. But it's very interesting to see how that, and you know for sure that all these video content providers are keeping a very close eye on the habits of those people in their teens and 20s.
Well, yeah, they are actually driving the future, as we know.
Sure.
But the interesting thing about this is the amount of content that is actually coming out. And that really is why this enormous amount of bandwidth is needed. My house as well, three people, we're probably in three different rooms watching three different types of entertainment or being on the internet and getting our email. The amount of bandwidth, and remember, this is bi-directional. It's not just coming one way. This is going both directions. So that bandwidth is extremely necessary. So I'm excited to watch this 5G technology. This is going to be good.
All right, quick break. We're going to go to the text lines and the phone lines here on Tech Talk, and it is all about your calls and texts, and we will go there and take you all the way to the end of the program. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226, or you can text 81807. That is 81807 here at CCO. Thanks so much for joining us for Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in studio today. Tommy Football tonight. Up the dial at Buzzin' at 102.9 FM. Pregame 5:50. Kickoff 6 o'clock. Once again, St. Thomas against Hamlin tonight. Up the dial on our sister station, Buzzin' at 102.9 FM. We'll have the Twins and the Royals in Game 3 of the 4-game set. We got plenty of phone calls lined up, and we should probably get started there. We have a number of texts. Here are the lines. Here are the numbers, anyway, for our phone. Our phones, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226, or you can text 81807 here at CCO. And let's jump on to the phone lines and start with Tom in Burnsville. Tom, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Can you hear me?
Yeah, let's go. What's up, Tom?
Great, thanks. Hey, I love your show. Don't always get a chance to listen, so you may have covered this before, but I had something pop up on my desktop here about a week ago called Slim Clean Plus.
Yeah.
Do you know about that?
I do.
I think I got it off, but could you tell me where it comes from, how bad it is, and
what's the fix to just remove it? Well, Slim Cleaner actually was a pretty decent program a number of years ago, and I don't think that this Slim Clean Plus is even affiliated with the Slim Cleaner. I could be wrong. But anytime you get something on your computer that you didn't directly download and ask for up front, I am always highly suspicious of. It could have been that you downloaded something else and installed it, and that came in as an addition. I'm just not big on that. If you don't know where it came from, get rid of it. Use your Windows uninstaller or CCleaner uninstaller and just completely wipe it out. Reboot your computer and run CCleaner to make absolutely certain you got all the temp files out and the registry scanner. And you should be good to go. I really do not like programs being pushed upon users. That is one of my pet peeves.
Let's go to Wally in Minneapolis. Wally, you're on Tech Talk. Hello.
Hi, thanks. I have a Sony Vaio laptop. Normally when I open it up, the desktop is there. I opened it up now, and the power light is on, but the screen is black.
This could possibly be hardware. If your Sony Vaio has a VGA port and you have access to a monitor, plug that in and see if it's coming up. If that's the case, it's your display. If that's not it, I'm probably going to have to take a look and give you a diagnostics, and I don't bill for that. But yeah, that's chances are if you're going black the instant you go on, it could be the display or the video chip. If you got, like I say, many of these laptops have a 15-pin VGA plug that you can plug in an external monitor, and if it comes up, then you know for sure it's the display and not the video chip on the motherboard. And I wish I could be more help, but I think this one's hardware, and thank you for the call.
All right, good call. A lot of good calls. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Let's bring in Jerry from Prior Lake. Jerry, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi,
hello.
Jerry. What's up?
Well, you guys are saying there's not 5G available here in the cities, but when I go on to Wi-Fi, especially on my phone, I haven't noticed that on my laptop, but it shows that it's in 5G.
Okay, let's back up the truck here a minute. Your Wi-Fi 5 gigahertz is not the same as the cell phone 5G. This is your internal local area network. And 2.4 gigahertz and 5G gigahertz for Wi-Fi has been around for a number of years. Not the same. The cell phone tower checking out 5G, it's a whole different technology. That's done on the wide area network, external network. So you're right in one respect, but you're wrong in the big picture. And thank you for the call, Jerry. I'm sure other people are wondering about that. And have a good weekend.
Yeah, they've started to roll it out. I believe Sacramento is the first community in California. I think they're trying to work out the bugs before it does. But just the highlights and what I've been able to read, and I'm sure you've done a lot of reading about it as well. Faster data speeds, that's the goal of going from 4G to 5G. And it really has to do with the G is in generation fourth and now fifth generation.
And not gigahertz, that's correct.
And it has to do with just quicker speeds.
That's correct. And anytime you've got a wireless connection and a faster connection, and it's kind of a physical impossibility to maintain the distance, therefore the need for more antennas. We're also not sure if our present equipment, cell phones, tablets, laptops, whatever we use to connect to our cell service, we're not sure at this point if they're going to be able to just download and upgrade our software to connect to this, or if we're actually going to need physical hardware changes in the phones. We don't know yet.
That'd be a problem.
Well, and let's face it, we like selling cell phones, smartphones and smart. We want to sell equipment. Forget about polluting the planet. Let's just sell something. So we're not sure yet how that's going to work. I have a feeling that we're all going to end up having to buy new equipment to take advantage of this. And I'm not one to run out and be on the cutting edge. To me, the cutting edge is a lot of times the bleeding edge. Let other people test it. Give it a few months. Once it's proven itself and it's worth the expense, by all means, go out and upgrade. But let's wait a while. Let's see what happens here.
We have a quick break. We'll have the weather. We'll come back with more calls at 651-989-9226. We got Randy in Minneapolis waiting. We'll go to Randy momentarily. We'll go to the text line as well, 81807. We have a lot of great texts to get to as well. 81807 on a hot, humid day. We have Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in studio here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart here on a steamy Saturday. Don't forget St. Thomas football tonight. Up the dial at Buzzin' at 102.9 FM. Pregame 5:50. Kickoff at 6 o'clock. It'll be St. Thomas against Hamlin. They moved that because of the extreme heat and humidity today. We'll have the Twins here on CCO Magazine show at 4:30. Pregame 5:30, first pitch at 6:15 tonight in Game 3 of the four-game set. The Royals took the first two games of the series, including a walk-off Grand Slam winner and an 8-4 win on Friday night. Tough loss for the Twins. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's bring in Randy in Minneapolis. Randy, you're on the air. Hello.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Quick question. I live in rural, the southwest corner, down in Carver, Minnesota, if you know where that's at.
I do.
Bought a little horse farm down there, and my internet is ridiculous. I actually get it through the phone company, and it's just a little bit faster than dial-up from a long time ago. With that being said, can you give me your opinion on satellite Wi-Fi? I get offers in the mail quite frequently, and I don't know if I'm getting into another internet program that's going to stink at best.
Yeah, you know, this is real dicey equipment. My problem with satellite internet is when it works, it's wonderful. When it doesn't work, you still get to pay a ton. Many of these things, you have to have the tower put in, And if you are considering this, do your best not to get involved in a long-term contract and see if you got one that doesn't cost you $1,000 to $2,000 in extra equipment. You definitely want to stay away from the one, and they still have these, by the way, where your downstream is coming from the satellite and your upstream is coming over your telephone line. The syncing of those two seem to be a real issue. Now, with that said, I have to admit that satellite internet has made great strides over the past 5 to 10 years. And I haven't had any experience with this for at least 3 or 4 years. But I got to tell you, it's a crapshoot. Watch what you sign up for and watch your upfront expenses. Best advice I could give you. I'm certain that your telephone company is hearing all kinds of things, not only from you, but all your neighbors as well. I am amazed that we don't have high-speed internet throughout the entire North America today. But I feel your pain. I work with a lot of people who have decided to live in God's country. And that's part of the price, unfortunately. But good luck to you, and I hope that helps.
I would think, Doug, that's been an initiative of the legislature, and even Congress has pursued getting high-speed internet, because in this day and age, to compete in this economy in the 21st century, having access to high-speed internet is important. And I think we're going to continue to see the availability of high-speed internet being an initiative, like once upon a time getting electricity everywhere.
Well, I agree. And I think that in this particular individual's circumstance, he might even want to check with Verizon. Verizon now has an enterprise version of a hotspot. It's not cheap, but I've actually had experience with that over the last couple of months, and I'm kind of impressed with the speed. But again, it's not cheap. But you actually get like an 8-inch dish, and it's coming right off the cell phone tower, like coming from a tower to another tower. So it's a little bit different than a normal hotspot for cell phones. But if you live in an area where you can connect with Verizon, and I think you can, you might want to check with them to see what that's going to cost. That's kind of cool as well.
Yeah, HughesNet is one of the big satellite internet providers, and I know they've spent a lot of time and a lot of money upgrading their technology to make it better, but you want to check it out. You want to do your research you get into this.
And DirecTV, too, now is on the push for this. There's another system out. It's a Blue something. I can't recall off the top of my head. It's an emerging technology, and personally, I think that it still might be a little on the bleeding edge, and it's really difficult to get any of these companies to give you upfront guarantees before you give them a deposit. And that's really, in my mind, that you got to have that in order to move forward, especially if you're going to be spending $2,000-$3,000 on equipment. And hopefully that's not necessary, but we're going to be seeing wireless come up here real quick, even on these outer edges. So good luck to you, and thank you for the call.
1:42 on a hot one here in the middle of September. Everett, Needham, Prairie, you're on with Doug. Hello.
Oh, I made it. First call.
Hey, Everett, what's up?
My mother-in-law has a laptop. It's for her, and the screen is upside down.
Oh, there's a rotating down in, well, of course, I guess it would be up. No, you are going to be looking on your taskbar, and I'm going to guess that it's blue. It's probably Intel, but when you right click on this small little icon, it will come down and say rotation. You got to flip the rotation 180 degrees. And if you have trouble with that, give me a call and somehow we'll turn it upside down and get connected, and I'll straighten that out for you. I see this sometimes with laptops. You can actually rotate the screen 45 degrees, 90 degrees, and 180. And right now, you're upside down. Sorry about that, but thank you for the call.
Doug's phone number and email coming up at the end of the program. Keep that in mind. Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. Walter in Eden Prairie as well. You're on the air. Hello, Walter.
Hello.
Hi, Walter. What's up?
Hi. My problem is Gmail has just changed here about 2 days ago. Are you aware of that?
Some, but you shouldn't have noticed big differences.
Oh, it seems like a complete, total difference.
Yeah, what they did was they shut off the offline. If you have minimal bandwidth, minimum internet speed, that can make a huge difference. Also, depending upon how you're getting your mail, if you're set up as POP3, that also is going to be an issue. I would suspect that you have low-speed internet, and you may want to contact your internet provider and increase your internet speed. Sometimes I think people in the quest to save money really don't realize what they can do with their internet. Trust me, if you get a faster internet and learn how to use search engines and Google and Yahoo search, you are going to be, it will pay for itself in a couple of months. I am totally serious about that. And thank you for the call. If I can help you, give me a holler next week, and we'll see if we can get that squared away for you.
We have a couple of phone lines open if you want to talk to Doug, 651-989-9226, 651-989-9226. You can text 81807, that is 81807 here at CCO. Let's go to the text line. We have a number of texts lined up. Let's get back into that program or programs that you can use to keep your computer clean, if you will, and running efficiently. We've talked about CCleaner. Tell us a little bit more about that. That's something you recommended for a while now.
You bet. The original company was Pureform, and it recently has been sold out to Avast. So far, I don't see any major changes to CCleaner. CCleaner, in my opinion, is one of the best programs that a Windows user can have. Also available for Macs as well. As we're running our computers, every software package is designed and programmed in such a way to check, double check, triple check its work. And if it even gets an inkle that something is missed, it will create a temp file. Those temp files build up on your hard drive, slowing down your overall performance. One of the biggest things that CCleaner does in seconds is clean off those temp files, clean out your caching for your browsers, and then, of course, it's got the registry scanner. Also has a wonderful uninstall program, has a section under tools that you can see what programs are loading with Windows. All these things are critical to optimize the speed of your computer. And one thing we should point out, Steve, when we talk about making a computer faster, this ain't like when we were kids having a hot car. The miracle of solid-state circuitry is the faster we make it run, the more stable your computer is, and the longer it will last. So we're looking for a good running computer that lasts a long time, and that's why we're seeking that speed. Great, great topic.
We have a follow-up on our text line. We discussed over-the-air HDTV antennas, and they were looking for a recommended installer. I had a guy come and install mine on the roof 4, maybe 5 years ago. Did a really good job. I think if you use one of those services like Angie's List or whatever, I know there are reputable installers here in the Twin Cities area. Doug and I necessarily don't want to recommend someone. I used a guy who was great. It was kind of a mom and pop. He came out. He was bonded. He was insured. Put a good piece of equipment, and through thick and thin, this antenna's been great. It's not real big. I would say it's probably maybe 18 inches by 18 inches. It looks like a screen.
Yeah.
And it does a great job. I have it hooked up to the old cable wiring in my house.
You bet.
And I'm able to get over-the-air television on all my TVs. And this is crystal clear HD signals. And we're talking about TPT, public television. You get channel 4, channel 5, channel 9, channel 11, some of the other channels, and then all their sub-channels in crystal clear HD. But for the person who did send the text, there are a number of reputable installers. If you want one properly installed on your roof, depending on what your home or building or neighborhood allows, but hire someone to do that. You don't want to be climbing around on the roof.
I agree. That's not my kind of work, but I can also tell you, too, the little bit of research I did a couple of months ago, they now have antennas that are about 18 to 22 inches in diameter, perfectly round, almost look like a little flying saucer. And some of them can actually go in your attic. Absolutely tremendous if you're worried about the appearance of the house. If they're on the outside of the house, again, it's less than 2 feet in diameter.
Yeah.
And you can paint them. You can make them colored. They'll stick up about 9 inches above your top of your roof line, and they're pulling in like up to 700 miles. This is incredible equipment. I agree. I think if there's existing cable wire, you're going to find an installer that doesn't want to be pulling cables through your walls. He's going to tap into those cables, and he'll save you some money. But run a Google search. Put the name of your town, plus install outside antenna, plus in my area, and you'll probably get 15, 20 of them coming up. Just make sure, like Steve says, you find somebody that's reputable and has a reputation. I like doing business local. If they're in Invergrove Heights, they're a neighbor. Yeah. And they not only know where I live, but I get to know where they live. And that really is kind of helpful, too. There's lots of people into this today. This is an emerging technology for sure.
Yeah, check it out. It really, what's old is new, an antenna on the roof, you hardly notice mine. But once again, work with someone who is bonded and insured, and you can check out references and just a piece of advice. 10 minutes now in front of 2 here at CCO, 89 degrees, south winds at 13, our dew point at 70, and there is a heat advisory in effect until 6 o'clock this evening. Welcome back one more time. Short segment here on Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart joining us here on CCO, and of course, sports schedules allowing. We've got St. Thomas football. They moved it to a night game due to the heat and humidity today. You'll hear that at Buzz and at 102.9 FM, our sister station up the dial on FM, Buzz and at 102.9 FM, pregame 5:50 kickoff at 6 o'clock tonight. Let's go to the phone lines very quickly. Let's bring in Jerry in Eden Prairie. Jerry, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, I love your program.
Thank you so much. What can we help you with?
From my laptop, I did something I don't usually do, as I tried to stream some U.S. tennis about a week or so ago. And I have CenturyLink with a speed of 12. The streaming worked, except my sound went out every 2 minutes like it was on a timer. And the only way I could get the sound back was I clicked on the troubleshooter, and the moment it opened, within a few seconds, my sound would come back for 2 minutes, and then I must have done that 100 times.
Give me a call next week, and I'll connect up to you remotely. I think I have your answer, and it's probably going to happen with anything long or live. And sometimes that could actually be the other end. But I think that this is so consistent, it's a setting in your sound settings. Give me a call next week. We'll connect up remotely, and I'll take care of that for you in a quick hurry.
Time for one more quick call. Marion Lester Prairie, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Chuck. This is Marion calling. I just have a real quick question for you.
Okay.
How do I get an internet connection on my TV to my computer? I call my provider and they say go to Wi-Fi, but do I have to go to DirecTV to get that?
No. If you've got a smart TV and you're already connected to the internet, it's in the menu system. Now, if you don't have a smart TV and you want internet to show up on your TV screen, then you have to get like a little Chrome stick. And it's you plug this into the back on the USB port, but this is specific to your equipment. Give me a call Monday or Tuesday, and we'll figure out what you have, and we'll get that taken care of for you. I don't think that you have to buy more equipment. You probably have a smart TV, and thank you so much for the call.
I would assume if you've purchased a TV in the last 5 years,
or
at
more,
least, or more,
yeah,
that they are internet capable, that they have the ability to pick up Wi-Fi signals. Now, here's the challenge. They're all different, and it can be extremely confusing if you don't get the hang of it. And this is one of the things, you're not going to break anything. You got to play around with the remotes and the instructions. It can be tricky, and it can be confusing.
Stevie, I probably get 5 to 10 calls a week and help people set up their TVs.
Yeah.
It's finding a manual, figuring out the remote control, how to get to the settings, and getting it connected. And that really, that's all there is to it.
And you can solve a lot of problems at the very beginning when you take that TV out of the box and carefully follow the quick start guide.
Oh, they're a godsend.
Yeah, this is a big deal. All right, we got to run. Phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, WCCOTech.com, WCCOTech.com, 651-552-9543. And thanks again, Steve. We'll see you soon.
Stay cool. Enjoy this heat. I mean, I don't like it this hot, But I like this better than 20 below.
Absolutely. I'll take this over the snow.
All right. See you down the road, Doug. Yep. Doug Swinhart, Tech Talk.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.